Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
So my job in the next hour, along with Irina, is to bring you a capability of taking care of your own health. It's like leading the horse to the water. Hopefully you'll drink. I'm not being paid by any pharmaceutical industry. I'm not even being paid by my wife who's sitting across from me, Irina. But I'm going to try to give you the information you need each week at this time to be able to look good, feel good, and have greater intimacy. And so let me just jump right in with having better life and longer life. One of the things that have been in the literature before and are currently now is having an animal, specifically a dog, and I know, sweetheart, you don't like the dog because, you know, she sometimes poops in the house, but regardless.
I'm a cat person.
Yeah, because they go to their thing and they just clean
they
it up.
Cute,
I got it.
And cuddly. And
but so are dogs. So are dogs. And the studies do work for cats too, but dog ownership basically decreases a person's overall risk of premature death by 24%. Now, that's a lot. And that's according to researchers who basically looked at all the medical evidence. They said that dog owners that had existing heart problems basically had a 65% reduction in the risk of death following a heart attack and a 31% reduced risk of death from heart disease in general. So basically, there is a tremendous improvement just by having our little baby walking around the house on her all fours. So,
is it because you think you have to take care of the animal, maybe? Like, well, you feel responsible, like if you
walking
make
them.
It. Well, right. No, take care of them in general. So, you know, like people who are having health issues, right? It has a lot to do with their mindset, whether they are dealing with it or not. So if the people who are sick have something else to take care of, like a dog and a cat, it helps them to maybe get through.
Well, that's
the
true.
Issues,
and
right?
you take yourself off of worrying about your own problems all day long, and
right.
You try to look at the fact that you have an animal to take care of, and you should feed the animal, take care of the animal, walk the animal. There's increased amount of exercise. It makes sense. So owning a dog basically reduced the risk of death. Death in general by 33% if they lived alone. If the person lived alone, they had a dog, 33%, and 15% if they live with a partner or a child. And this was Swedish National Patient Register. So either way, you're getting a good reduction. Similar, they found dog-owning stroke survivors, if you had a stroke, you're 27% lower if you have a dog, and 12% lower for those living with someone, again, by the Swedish research. And, you know, they've done previous research with dogs. Reduces blood pressure, reduces cholesterol. Basically, having a dog, without question, is something that does give you longer longevity and actually makes you live longer, too. You just tuning in, KMET 1490, or whether you're on one of the CRN One Network, or you're using TikTok or Live or whatever the other names are, which I don't have half of them in my head. But in any case, no matter where, this show is interactive. You're able to call, ask questions, and get some great answers. So the number to call is 855-DR-MITCH. We'll answer any question on how to look good, feel good, and have greater intimacy. So 855-376-4824. Our topics today are kind of cool. I'm going to talk about what trigonaline, music, and falling in love have in common. What costs healthcare the most? Is it fatigue or is it Lyme? And if they're a female and you have bacterial vaginosis, we have some novel treatments for that too for you. But it's all about you. Give us a call, 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. When we come back, we're going to talk about one other thing that's tied to longer lifespan as we wait for you to call and talk to us. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina. And yes, we'll be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
All right, we're back. It's Dr. Mitch. This hour we talk how to look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. I'm here with Irina Young, again, who is my wife and also a nurse practitioner. And we talk medicine, but from a different angle. We're going to talk medicine and pure sense and pure language to you and how you can be responsible and make a difference at a cellular level. It's about physiology. It's function. It's not about the next medication you should be or could be or would be taking. You know, that's another model. And yes, we need it in certain aspects, but we're going to try to give you the true lowdown on integrative health, the real numbers, the real figures, and of course, true health. That's what our job is. And regardless of how you're listening to the show, you certainly can easily just call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That translates to 855-376-4824. And Tomas is there to get that call and to put you live, and we can talk about anything that you like. Now, we started the show by saying, well, what creates longevity? A new study just pretty much underscores the old story that a dog, a furry friend, does a great job. And by the way, cats do too. As a matter of fact, cats purring, they found, actually decreases heart disease as well. No one knows why. It may be that frequency or something of the purr, but it does make a difference. Now, recently, there are people have been writing that the family values are not as strong or not as the same as they were perhaps, whatever, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And the concept of having a family may or may not be important. But they did do a study recently saying that married couples actually live longer. So if you're married, the age-adjusted death rate for the married declines about 7% between 2010 and 2017. So you improve that just by that alone, too. And this is according to the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So just in the two things we talked about already today, sweetheart, all you got to do is basically be nice to our little dog and stay married. That's it. And you already picked up, what, about 30% decrease in death rate. That's amazing. Look what I've done for you.
How about people who've been married more than once?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That gets confusing. Does it add up each time? Yeah. Like if you're married four times, you get 6, 6, 6, 6, like 24%? I guess if it's within a short period of time, that may be true. Not really. That's really ridiculous. It's not true. But they do find that married men, in 2017, they actually did an age-adjusted death rate of 943 per 100,000 compared to those who had lost their spouse as 2,239. And a death rate was 1,735 per 200,000 for lifelong bachelors and 1,773 for divorced men. Married women was about 569 per 100,000, about 2.5 times lower than the 1,482 rate for widows. So basically, both sexes, regardless if you're married, you tend to live longer. And apparently, having someone there, this is the theory that lies behind it, tend to promote positive health behaviors, maybe forcing someone to go to the doctor, eating better. That we do that, right? We sort of work off each other in eating better, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. You know, when I'm by myself, I may not feel like cooking, but when I have family around, I have to make sure that everybody's fed. When the kids are with us, the same thing.
You know? But you also instituted with us, you know, in the house about, you know, caloric restriction and doing some intermittent fasting that we weren't doing previously. And you said, look, this is the right thing to do. This is a great time to start it. And it really was also, you that put it forth, actually.
Because, you know, I have patients that come to me for dietary advice all the time. So I like to try different things so then I can tell them from my perspective, you know, not only just tell them do this or do that. And I can tell them, hey, when I did this, you know, I was losing weight, and I can tell them 2-3 pounds a week, or I can tell them what I was struggling with. So this intermittent fasting, we've been trying now for about 5 or 6 weeks, and I think it's working for us.
Feels good, and we sleep better, you know, instead of eating things in front of the TV late at night
and
watching
next week,
TV.
Next week, we try a new thing.
We're going to talk about that next week. Okay. That they have to stand by for next week. If you're first joining us on KMET 1490, this is Dr. Mitch Show, along with Irene, a nurse practitioner, and my wife. We talk how to look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. There is no question that's off line for us. There is no judgment. We are going to answer you based upon pretty much looking at, you know, what's the more natural approach? What's the physiologic approach? How does the 100 to 200 trillion cells that you have really maintain their nutrition? And what happens is they get together and they make the organ systems, and the organ systems get together to make what we see, which is you. And yes, we do live and breathe exactly what we teach and what we're talking about. And we're not a do as I say, we're a do as I do group. So you'll seem to, I hope, like that. We'll be frank with you. There'll be no question that's off limits. We're here to make you feel good about what you have to talk about. If you have a question, we have a comment, it's easy. Just dial 855 Dr. Mitch or 855-376-4824. 38 plus years of doing integrative medicine, the combination of natural medicine with medicine, Western medicine, have written 4 textbooks and hundreds of articles, lecture extensively, trained over 3,000 physicians, and pretty much over 450, I would think, by counting them. It's my guess. Are doctors that actually see me for their own health issues as well. We're here right here on CRN One Talk Network and going out to you from all different corners of the earth to try to help you to regain your own health. Now, the only way you're going to do that is to be not just listen, but not feel uncomfortable by picking up the phone or texting our board operator if you're watching on Facebook Live or TikTok or one of these things, by texting and or by calling in. By doing that, you're going to get the answers directly from, I almost said the horse's mouth, but I don't want to call myself a horse. So anyway, you can just call in and we'll be able to give you some answers that you wouldn't be able to get any other way. The more I can ask you, the more I can get more detailed on your answer. I won't be a substitute for still going to your physician, but what I will do is lead you down a path of a second sort of opinion and into a natural way and into a functional way of trying to get yourself to what we call not good health, optimal health. Big difference, by the way. Good health is you just feel good, and you could have good health for a 75-year-old. We want you to have optimal health. Optimal health was those years when you're in your 20s, in your 30s, that you were just, nothing bothered you. You got a cold or something. By that afternoon, you were better. You were out doing what you wanted to do that evening. Similarly, that's what we try to do. Can we always do it? No. But can we do it often enough to make a huge difference? The answer is yes. Now, it may come to a surprise to you because under conventional medical training, this is what you've heard 100 times before. It's not true that there are parts of the body that don't regenerate. And we're going to talk about a part of the body, the nerves, which we were typically taught the brain and the nerves don't regenerate. But we're going to teach you just a couple things that really help those nerves regenerate. And the new research shows that it clearly does. And if you want to jump in and ask a question, this is the time to do it. And you do it by dialing 855-376-4824. That's 855-376-4824 or 855 Dr. Mitch. Same thing. 855-DR-MITCH. Came at 1490. Welcome to our morning program. It's 9 out in Los Angeles and surrounding areas. Here on the East Coast, it's noon already. So you're eating breakfast or your lunch or you're driving to work. Either way, Dr. Mitch here to look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. Of course, we'll be right back after our sponsor's messages. Thank you.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know, I use the MyPillow. I've got the mattress topper. I've got the Giza sheets. I'm sleeping so much better. And you can get deep discounts on all MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another MyPillow absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for MyPillows. Enter the promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for the great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Let me tell you why you should go to FridgeFresh.com. That's FridgeFresh.com. If you're like me, you buy too much fruit, too many vegetables. You put in the fridge. You go back a few days later and there's like all sorts of hair growing on them. It's kind of disgusting. Some of them are turning green. A lot of it's turning soft. You throw out a lot of produce that you bought. You shouldn't have to, and you don't have to. Fridge Fresh. FridgeFresh.com. Fridge Fresh is a miraculous product. You put in some batteries. You put it in the refrigerator, and a week later, your fruit and your vegetables are just perfect. It's quite amazing. It creates ozone, it fills your refrigerator, and it makes everything last. FridgeFresh.com, it's really changed my life. FridgeFresh is a miracle. I suggest it highly. FridgeFresh.com, only available online, so get it. It's a brilliant product. Save your fruits and vegetables with FridgeFresh.
Come to RegenitiveMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenitiveMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenitive, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Yes, with Irina. Dr. Mitch here just joining us for the first time. This is an open, interactive show. You bust by dialing 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. You can get your questions answered about how to look good, how to feel good, and, of course, have great intimacy, too, like that word, S-E-X. Yes, sex. We open talk about this because we're here to try to give you information that makes sense, that works for you, that's viable for you, just not only for you, but your family and, of course, your friends as well. So don't feel shy. You don't have to call and even say, my friend, they asked me to call or anything like that. You could just call me yourself. So one of the regenerations that can occur in a body that we never thought before, that the medical community up to even 5-10 years ago was telling us was impossible, was to be able to regenerate nerve tissue. And we always felt one of the first systems to go down or get old as we aged was the nervous system. However, there is now a whole broad range of things that we see that actually can improve nervous system activity. Some things as simple as what you can eat, like blueberries and green tea. That combination actually helps the nervous system and the stem cells to grow new nervous tissue. So the old story that, you know, the brain dies, that's it. Well, there are parts of the brain now that we know for a fact do absolutely regenerate. But I want to talk about three things. One, which of course is a love of mine. I'm doing it right now. And the other two are ones that you wouldn't think. Now, we could talk about natto bean, resveratrol, you know, Royal Jelly, Ashwagandha. These are all things that if anyone wants to call, we can hit them, that actually can cause nerve to regenerate. But the next three, you probably never would have thought of. Maybe even one of them never even heard of. So let's talk about some things that can regenerate nerve tissue that are new on your list. Let's start with a chemical called trigonelline. Have you ever heard that?
Never.
That's right.
Tell me about it.
But you will know about it in a minute. It's actually one of the substances in my favorite drink.
Oh, I know what that is.
What?
Coffee.
Of course. So trigonelline, which is in coffee. Now, there are many other substances, coffee. You'll hear me talk about it a lot. I love my coffee. I have it next to me. It's my favorite morning drink, even like secondary. There's no question people that drink 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day have lower breast cancer rates in females, definitely less prostate cancer rates, less Alzheimer rates, less death rates, et cetera, et cetera. But this one particular substance in coffee called trigonelline actually helps remyelination and to actually help the cells to repair and repairs the sheath network, the covering of the cells, so that they can transmit electrical impulses. Pretty neat. Isn't that easy? So, yeah, don't put your cup of coffee away yet when people tell you. Keep it. Several of the things that are positive for coffee do require the caffeine. Some don't. So when someone asks me, should I drink it with the caffeine or not, I pretty much tell everyone with the caffeinated organic coffee is the very best way to go. So organic, because of the fact they're using so many different pesticides and fungicides in the coffee, as well as making sure that it's organic and it is regular. It has the caffeine in it. So what else could help be remyelinating? Now, remyelinating, or the myelin sheath, is that coating that goes over a lot of the nerves that allow for the fast transmission of an electrical impulse. Without it, the impulse slows in millionths of a second, but it slows enough to make it very difficult for several easy tasks to be done to not be able to be done again. And of course, multiple sclerosis is probably the characteristic demyelinating disease. But you should note there's a couple other things that really help fixing the brain and fixing the remyelination. One happens to be music. Listening to music that you love and that you like helps the nerves to grow again. So take the time every day in the car, get off that phone, put a little nice music on, put a nice music on in the evening before you go to sleep. Nothing that's too charging, something just to relax you, but something that just makes you smile. For me, I put on a 70s music. I'm smiling. Some of the new modern stuff, I smile. Some country, I smile. I mean, certain music just makes you smile. And by smiling to the world and listening to music, it makes a great difference. There's one other thing that, too, is something you should know about. And we'll tell you about that when you come back. It's so easy. We'll finish off this topic and go into what costs healthcare the most money. Give us a call. We're at 855-376-4824. That's the phone number. Tomas is there to get your name and put you on the air with me with any question you have. That's 855-376-4824 or 855-DR-MITCH. 855-DR-MITCH. I'm waiting for your call. Irene is waiting for your call. And Tomas is waiting for your call. And regardless of how silly you may think it is, for us, it's not. And we'll expound on it and try to help you have a greater understanding. Maybe it's just something you don't understand from what your doctor's saying. Dr. Mitch. And we'll be right back.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Are you looking for an early stocking stuffer for the movie fan in your life? Well, Rocket Man Rated R is now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital from Paramount. It's the epic musical fantasy about the incredible human story of Elton John's breakthrough years. The film follows the fantastical journey of transformation from shy piano prodigy into international superstar. The Blu-ray combo pack has over an hour of extras. If you want to win a Rocket Man combo pack of your own, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me for Breaking Bread with Bono. Each week, I eat and drink with the most interesting friends from the worlds of showbiz, sports, and politics, and other careers as my guests share their stories with me. It's live from the Bootlegger Italian Bistro in Las Vegas. So please tune in to Breaking Bread with Bono, Saturdays 9 a.m. Pacific, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Second half of the Dr. Mitch Show. Irina joining me, of course. Really, we're sitting here waiting for your calls because we like when the show is directed towards what you'd like to talk about. But I'm going to continue, of course, with Irina on the topics that we think might be interesting to you. But the most interesting are those that are important to you and to yourself. And that's why we allow you to make any call anytime at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. That's 855-DR-MITCH for any question you have and how to look good, feel good, or have great intimacy. So one of the things that also helps nerve regeneration, we were talking about some of the simple things, but one of the things that we also have found is falling in love. By being actively in love and excited about love, it actually helps the nerves to regenerate. Now, that falls in with everything we talked about today, don't you think? We talked about life, how to stay alive a long time, having a pet, you live longer, especially a dog, you love the pet. If you're married, if you have a good marriage, of course, you stay alive longer. If you have a bad marriage, then your spouse kills you. It's one or the other.
It's
different.
It depends, right?
So it depends. But for the most part, you live longer. We're now saying that we can even regenerate nervous tissue, which we always thought in conventional medicine up to a very short time ago couldn't. And one of the things that does that is by having or feeling that you're in love. We're not talking about just the marriage. It's that excitement, that yearning to be near that other person and that great feeling of, you know, wanting to be with them. And when you're with them, you feel wonderful. Like I do with you, honey. That's what it
is. And I do with you.
That's why we look so young. We're so healthy. And we're on the radio talking to everyone how to do this, right?
Yeah, of course.
So that's what we wanted to bring to you. But I have a question for you now, sweetheart. Do you know today, what is it today?
Today's the 11th.
Today's the 11th. Our anniversary. Yeah, today's the 11th. And today is something World Day. You know what it is? You know what it is? World Day? It's Obesity
World Day.
Yeah, it's the day to realize, and this has been established since 2015. We have a day for everything under the sun. But this one's important because it aims to, you know, get people to realize that being overweight is not healthy. No matter what you say, there's no such thing as a heavy or fat healthy person. You can think that you're okay and you're healthy, but inside, when we run blood work and we look, those folks are not healthy. They're borderline diabetic. They have increased inflammation. It is increased stress on the heart. It's four times for every pound you're overweight. It's four times more stress on your knees and your low back. So being overweight has nothing good to give you as far as quality of life or quantity of life. And that's across the world. It's going to basically the number of obese children. And this is what really is scary. The report recently predicts the number of obese children across the world in the next 10 years. You want to take a guess what we're talking about? 350 million children across the world are going to be.
That's insane.
Not
it?
Heavy. Oh, obese. God.
Obese. They're looking at a BMI, I assume, right?
Right. So they're talking about the metabolic index as that's so high that 350 million children across the world are going to have bulging waistlines. They don't look good. Now, I think we can already see that. Go into a mall, go to an airport, look around. You can see a lot of kids that are overweight. And, of course, you know, there's on every corner, there's a new way, a new scheme, a new new type of pill, a new type of gimmick to try to help you lose weight. But certainly you should become very aware of your weight. Now, if you're overweight or you have a question about weight, this would be a great time to call us. We'll be glad to help you. We pretty much know most of the diets and the things, books that have been written. I've actually lectured with these people. I know them intimately, or they've actually been patients of mine. So give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. If you want to talk a little bit about obesity, this would be a great time to do it. But because of people being overweight, there's a much higher rate of specialty care. There's visits ending up in hospitalizations, surgical procedures. Pretty much it's the number one thing that we can point to that drives up healthcare expenditure. Would you say you agree with that when you see patients in internal medicine that's the case?
Yeah, for sure, because it lends itself to diabetes or whatever they call prediabetes and diabetes and cardiovascular issues, heart failure, strokes, and
pretty much everything,
issues.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, and you're very much on the point there. The people that are overweight have 2.4 times more prescriptions than the healthier weighted individuals. Of course, they have longer hospitalizations. And they have much more complex treatment sets. So there's, again, nothing good about being overweight.
And also cancer rates, we know.
That's right.
Directly related to obesity.
Yes, you are 100% correct. Excess weight is responsible for 70% of all treatment costs for diabetes. 70%. That's massive. 23% of treatment costs for cardiovascular disease and 9% for cancer. On the average, basically, obesity is 8.4% of total healthcare spending in the countries that have this problem. That's a lot of money. When you think, you know, our healthcare spending in the United States is about $1.1 trillion, something like that, 8%, that's not a small number. So obesity is placing pretty much the biggest financial burden on the healthcare system around the globe. And the more westernized they are, the country, the more likely they are eating candy and junk and not exercising. And a lot of the kids today are much more sedentary. We see it in our boys. You know, they rather, instead of taking a walk around the block or have fun, they'd rather sit on their phone, text, and watch whatever they watch on their cell phones.
Yeah, but at least we sit as a family. We eat homemade meals most of the time. So, you know, we make sure that half of their plate is greens.
Right.
Unlike a lot of American parents, they just feed them pizza, hot dogs, and burgers because it's easy. Grab and go.
You're right. Well, anyway, it costs the American healthcare system $644 per person annually from 2020 to 2059. It's a lot of money, by the way. So is it chronic fatigue or is it Lyme? When we come back, we'll discuss that, and we're hoping to hear from you to discuss your issues. Just giving us a call at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Tomas is there waiting for your call to put you live. We want to hear from you so we could discuss your issue. Came at 1490, wherever you are today, whether in California or in Florida, give us a call. I'm Dr. Mitch, and we'll be right back after these brief messages.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
I love your accent, sweetheart. Do you know, put that on, or do you really have that? Is that a real accent? I'm not sure. Tomas asked me during the break, does Irina really have that accent, or is she just making it up? Tomas, she's not making it up. She comes from Czech Republic, but she sounds cute with it, that's for sure. Anyway, you're listening to Look Good, Feel Good, Have Great Intimacy. I'm Dr. Mitch, and of course, with Irina, we take your calls, your questions, your texts, whatever you want to do. Tomas actually picked up, during the break, two Facebook folks that are asking questions. The first is Michelle from Chicago. And Michelle asks, what's the best time to eat dinner and what do you eat at dinner? So, Michelle, I'm going to give you my point, then I'll give you Irina. We sometimes differ, but I think we may be parallel routes this time or intersect. I think I'd like to do the following. We're doing the following. We eat until 3:30. We wake up because we go to work. We eat breakfast. We eat lunch is our biggest meal. And we basically are done eating by 3:30 in the afternoon, do a 16-hour fast, which is really, really easy because you're sleeping, you know, seven, 8 hours of it. And we have, instead of eating in front of the TV, we drink some tea or some water, something very easy. Now, it's the best because then you're going to bed, Michelle, with no food in your stomach. You sleep better. You don't snore. You don't have stomach ache. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night feeling bloated, that kind of thing. That's the best. Now, let's assume that you can't do that, you've got to eat later, then the answer to it is a very, very light meal at that time. A salad would be, in my opinion, the best meal to have at that evening, that dinner time. Maybe a little piece, what can fit in the palm of your hand. I mean, literally in the palm of your hand as a protein. Maybe fish, if you're a fish eater, meat, if you're a meat eater. If you're not, then you can use sprouts or nuts, walnuts, seeds, a thing, that kind of nature if you're vegetarian. And a little bit of fat, maybe a tablespoon or two of olive oil or coconut oil. That would be a great combination. Not too heavy, still light, eating early enough, hopefully, so you have at least 4 hours from the time you eat to digest before the time you get to sleep. What's your take on Michelle's question?
I think you're pretty much right, but I find that if people eat from smaller plates, like a salad plate instead of a big dinner plate, that also helps to control the amount of food at dinner time.
Portion control,
right. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to have some protein and good fat with dinner.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, Michelle, if you look at the palm of your hand, what fits in the palm, that should be your protein. Then some green stuff like lettuce, things of or spinach, something green or green vegetable, yellow vegetable, red vegetable, all good. And then maybe
nuts and seeds
are great.
Crunchy.
Yeah, crunchy help you. And then, of course, a little bit of fat, maybe a couple tablespoons. If you can forego that and pull that up to lunchtime, then you could eat a little heavier lunch knowing that you're only going to have liquids at dinner. I hope, Michelle, that helped you. Thank you so much for writing in. If you have a question about that, just write back to Tomas in the last segment. I'll hit it again. If you like, you can always call at 855 Dr. Mitchell at 855-376-4824. Now, Mark from San Diego wrote, and thanks, Mark, for listening, how do you prevent high blood pressure? Now, there's a very bright guy, and I don't know this guy at all, but you realize that that's the first time we've ever been asked, and we do a lot of shows. Actually, this afternoon, I do a television show, which is the largest television show in the South. Over 100,000 people watch every week. It's live. I have yet to ever been asked the question, how do you prevent a very common problem, which is blood pressure? And you're right, Mark. Most blood pressure, they call, is pretty much idiopathic, but it occurs just like heart disease does, because the one cell lining of the artery starts to go bad. That one cell lining is called the endothelial lining. And when that does go bad, you're going to get stiffness of the artery, and stiffness and rigidity of the artery will translate to higher blood pressure, not only in that artery, but in the main artery, the aorta as well. Now, your question is perfect. How do you prevent this artery from getting stiff and getting high blood pressure? Well, one, you start to choose the foods you eat a little bit better. You eat the non-inflammatory foods. If you eat more vegetables and fruits, you're certainly going to have a better chance of not having inflamed arteries. When you eat garlic and onions, you're going to have a better chance. Foods that are high in magnesium, like Brazil nuts, a much better chance. And then if you want to take it one more step, which was what I do, I take prophylactically two substances that Irina and I worked on. One is called blood pressure support. Blood pressure support, by taking two or three twice a day, pretty much helps keep those arteries healthy long term. It's called blood pressure support. If you want to look at it, go to imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. With that, there's a product called Neo 40. And what that does is it gives nitric oxide, not nitrous oxide, not the stuff that you get put to sleep by your dentist by, but nitric oxide is a gas when your arteries are healthy, they give off. As we get older, they definitely don't work as well. The difference between a 25-year-old and a 70-year-old is a 15%, goes down to 15%. So it's called Neo 40, one twice a day on an empty stomach, with two or three of the blood pressure support twice a day, and you may never see blood pressure again. Great question. Thank you so much for asking it. Any others out there you want to ask a question, go ahead and do it. If you're on Facebook now, Tomas will pick it up and give it to me for our last segment coming up. KMET 1490, thank you for joining us. Call us at 855 855- Dr. Mitch. It's 855-376-4824. That's 855-376-4824. We're here to help you look good, feel good, and have great intimacy. When we come back, we'll talk about some other subjects or what you want to talk about for the females, how to get rid of bacterial vaginosis. We'll be right back.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And Columbo's invites you to join them at the 11th annual Taste of Italy event on October 12th at the Italian American Museum of Los Angeles in downtown L.A. And let's face it, it can't be a real celebration without Columbo's. Columbo's just has that ability to make everything that much better. For more information, call the Italian American Museum at 213-485-8432 regarding the 11th annual Taste of Italy event on October 12th. And in the meantime, if you're looking for your own culinary extravaganza and good times jubilation, head on over to Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia bene.
Legendary food critic Meryl Schindler talks about the Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California.
The Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California, 3301 North Glen Oaks Boulevard, open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when I say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I mean menus that give you everything you can possibly want. I'm looking at the dinner menu here. They got every sort of sandwich and salad. And not only do they have burgers and hot dogs, but they have burgers and hot dogs made with Beyond Meat and Beyond Sausage. They have a fitness menu. They have senior dining. It is a full-service restaurant with a lot of, I should mention, very good beers and wines. And they have a back room that is semi-private, fits up to 50 people. They offer delivery through ChowNow, Grubhub, Postmates, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. They allow filming at the restaurant as well. Parking lot is great. A lot over 60 spots. It's a terrific restaurant, and I love the fact that it's something for everybody. Hill Street Cafe, 3301 North Glen Oaks. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppolis are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Okay, so we come in and wrap up the last segment, the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, one of my favorite 1970s songs in the background. Tomas, thank you for that. And we're here to discuss how to look good, feel good, or have great intimacy. So we have a question, sweetheart. I'm going to pass it to you from Stella from Ontario. First, thank you, Stella, for writing in. She wants to know what wine may be the best to drink as far as, I guess the healthiest. Now, I'm going to start off by saying it should be a wine that doesn't have the sulfites in it because there are people that are allergic to sulfates. So I'm going to tell you an organic wine. And then you're going to say, because I see the look in your face, that the organic wines never taste any good. Well, but okay. But I'm just giving the whole story as it is. So what would you say in a moderate amount? Because that was, I think, the way that Tomas gave it to us about from what Stella wrote. So would you say it's a red or white?
Well, they can be both red and or white, but they are the dry wines. You know, they are not
less sweet,
super sweet.
Yeah.
And then you have the semi of dry wines, then champagnes, and then you have those late harvest wines, like sweet, like what you like, Moscato.
But that's loaded with sugar, the Moscato.
That's the last one. You should probably never drink that.
So, Stella, the answer is, first you have to realize that if you drink more than one glass of wine, the point system goes up significantly, and breast cancer risk goes up with it, Stella. So you've got to be careful on how much wine you're drinking. Because I don't know what the word moderate means, but I'll just, you know, take it from the way it was presented to me. So if you're going to drink wine, and if, let's say you want a glass with every meal, and sometimes two glasses, then it, like Irene is saying, the ones that are a little bit on the drier side.
Go for the Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, Pinot Grigio, something that has less sugar to it. And if you want to send us the bottle of wine that you're thinking of first for us to try it for you, let me give you that address. No, just kidding. But I hope that answers your question. And thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. On a woman's level for 1 minute, bacterial vaginosis is extremely common problem. And often it's a very different problem. It's a vaginal infection. It's very odoriferous. Lots of times the gynecologist cannot put his or her finger on it to determine which one it is. It puts that person or that female at risk for sexually transmitted diseases. It does alter their relationship, self-esteem, because it does have a problem. And the odor, they try different antibacterials. Sometimes they try antifungals like Flagyl. But the Israelis just did a interesting study. They're looked at, first of all, the fact that we do fecal transplants, you know, people that have like Clostridium difficile, a very bad diarrhea, and they take basically a filtered and healthier poop from someone else and transplant it into that person. Now, they're talking about using a transplant from healthy individuals' vaginal secretions into the woman with bacterial vaginosis. They did this a few times. It'll need more research, but apparently it was quite helpful. Let me give you an easier way of doing this, folks. For those who are listening and females that have suffered with this, or you know, or you have a daughter or someone that you know that's suffering with this problem, and that is, there's a product called Argentin 23. It is a nanoparticular of silver. It's extremely safe. It's only 23 parts per million. And by using this proper dosage intravaginally, it does an amazing job and kills the bacteria pretty much within 4 days. Argentin 23. Check out our website at imconsult.us, and you'll see a lot of information there. Write us a question or information. Till next week, we'll be back 9 o'clock Pacific, noon here on the East Coast, to talk how to look good, feel good, and of course have great intimacy. Sweetheart, thank you so much for being here. Irene, as always, in helping me and making the show so great. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you, Tomas, and all the executives at CRN1. And of course, to the executives at KMET 1490 and the listeners there too. God bless you all, and God bless you, Mom. I miss you. We'll see you next week. I am Dr. Mitch.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite?